Google's parent company, Alphabet, kicked off highly anticipated earnings reports this week, yesterday announcing profits up 73% in the first quarter of 2018, most of it, nearly $27 billion, from advertising revenue. Good news for investors afraid that weeks of negative headlines about Facebook's ad practices might have put a damper on ad buys. Let's get a check-in with our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kurt Wagner is senior editor at Recode. Kurt, what more did we learn from Alphabet yesterday?
Well, I think we definitely learned that there's still a strong appetite for advertising, although I think you have to remember that the Cambridge Analytica drama really happened at the very end of March, which means that almost all of Q1 was already over by the time people started freaking out about that. So most of these numbers were kind of set in stone before. But I think the big thing we took away from Google on top of the ad revenue was that its home thermostat company, Nest, they finally broke out some revenue for that, and we realized it's not a profitable company. It actually doesn't make that much money. It just kind of goes to show how hard it is to build a second business, especially a hardware business these days.
Well, you mentioned Cambridge Analytica, which, of course, was the data company that hoovered up personal information of tens of millions of Facebook users. So you're saying that this news is before that broke in the first quarter, but Facebook is set to announce its earnings on Wednesday. Will it be the same thing there? What are you expecting there?
Yeah, I think it's going to be kind of more the same for Facebook. The company usually comes out and delivers strong earnings. I mean, they're operating along with Google as one of two dominant players in this digital ad space. And again, everything that's really happened, this whole hashtag delete Facebook campaign, that all happened either at the very end of Q1 or even into Q2 here in April. So it would be more interesting actually to check back over the summer on their Q2 numbers to see if this has any serious effect on their business.
I love when you talk quarters in that way, Q1, Q2. Well, we just want to ask about the other Facebook news. Today, the company published 25 pages detailing its guidelines for policing content, nudity, violence, hate speech. You write in the past, there were just four lines, for instance, to describe how they define a direct threat. Now it's a page and a half. So they're giving more information, but does it reassure you at all?
Well, it doesn't change the way that Facebook actually monitors this stuff. What they're trying to do is give people a better understanding of what their own content moderators and employees look at when they decide whether they should take something down or not. So one of the big issues is that Facebook and other tech companies have always had these policies, but really when they decide what stays up or what comes down, you don't really have much to go on in terms of why they made those decisions. So Facebook is publishing the whole playbook. They're saying, this is exactly what we look at. Now you're in the know, and hopefully, or at least their hope is, that people are not going to be as upset or confused when the company does choose to take an action.
Right. They outline their appeals process as well. But as you point out, a lot of things can be detected by artificial intelligence. Beheadings, how awful. But hate speech, it takes people on hand scrolling down. Does Facebook have enough people to do that?
Well, it's incredibly nuanced, right? I mean, what many people might consider hate speech, other people might consider free speech, right? Which is why this is such a tough issue for any company to tackle. But, Facebook has promised, hey, we're going to have more than 20,000 employees working on safety and security stuff by the end of the year. The company confirmed last week that they have 7,500 people just doing content moderation right now around the world. At the same time, Facebook has more than 2 billion
right.
monthly users. So you have 7,500 people trying to police 2 billion people who are posting stuff all the time. I think it's always going to be a massive challenge for them.
Kurt Wagner, senior editor of social media for Recode. Kurt, thank you.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Here and Now